Oh, boy, it is the story that will not go away. The House Oversight Committee's decision to subpoena Bill and Hillary Clinton, along with former top federal law enforcement officials, has reignited national debate over the decades-long Jeffrey Epstein scandal. While Epstein died by suicide while awaiting trial for sex trafficking, his powerful connections continue to stir controversy. Democrats demanded transparency, and now Republicans are using the majority in Congress to re-examine not just Epstein's crimes, but also the federal response to them and the political implications that come with it. It seems like neither political party really wants all the dirty laundry out in the public, but both parties continue to say publicly that they do. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm great. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. It's hard to believe that there might be some new evidence that would lead to these subpoenas. Maybe there is. What do you think is prompting this now?
Well, just throwing things up in the air for deflection purposes or thumping your chest purposes. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, when Comer subpoenas presidents, for example, President Clinton or Obama, that slim to no chance that they will ever testify to a subpoena in front of the subcommittee. It's never happened before. So I just can't imagine that that will happen, but they know that. They know that that's just, you know, a wing and a prayer. So why do they do it? Well, they do it for what? You know, that they stand for the proposition of a case that's been closed by the court systems because the defendant is no longer around to be tried. They want the skinny on who went to the island with Epstein. They want the skinny on, you know, who's covering what up. You know, President Clinton said, hey, yeah, I traveled with Epstein, you know, on four different trips to either Asia, Africa, or whatever, but I never went to the island. So whatever the case may be, this is just, I think, a big part of deflection. The Trump base wants transparency because that's what he campaigned on, right? That there's nothing there for, you know, any teeth that he can get the FBI to release records. And Pam Bondi is, trying to get grand jury testimony. That's really not going to show much because they probably didn't put much in front of the grand jury. But regardless, they're trying to get that out. I think this is more political nonsense than anything else.
More political than legal. It makes sense. The Democrats felt like they were making some ground when they attacked Donald Trump on this issue because he did campaign on transparency. And then he said, there's nothing to see here. The Democrats jumped on that. So it seems to me like the Republicans then huddled and say, hey, let's call in Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton to testify. We know they won't talk. So they don't talk. Donald Trump's not going to have to talk, and everybody can continue to point fingers at the other people, but it does take a lot of the bite out of the Democrats' argument on transparency if Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton are the first ones to come out and refuse to talk or to fight a subpoena. And it just, again, like you said, goes back and forth. But is there any way to insist that they testify?
It's only been, you know, a couple times. President Trump was subpoenaed to testify in the January 6th Select Committee hearings and obviously did not testify. He got around it. Truman, when there was an Un-American Act subcommittee, was subpoenaed to testify and got through it. Because why? I mean, there's multiple defenses, executive privilege being one of them. There's never been the ability to, you know, compel testimony from a former president because of the privileges that come forth. The closest anyone has ever done was with Bill Clinton, but Bill Clinton testified really in front of a grand jury. It wasn't a subcommittee. It was a criminal investigation where there was a Department of Justice grand jury testimony. And that's far different. So there's no precedent out there that has any teeth to it to show that a former president would have to come in front of a subcommittee to testify. So I just don't see that happening. And obviously the privileges are there. So I think, again, everyone knows this, but they have to blow that trumpet you know, both the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats trying to seize upon it, and President Trump right now is doing what he can to get everything released that's possible. But that's even you know, sticky, because how are you going to get, you know, grand jury testimony? Judge has to approve that, and there's very limited exceptions to doing that. And candidly, there's nothing in the grand jury because you can bind over a ham sandwich on murder, right? So they just put the bare minimum in there. It's not going to have all the depths and details of who went where and why with regards to Epstein. So I think this is more, again, noise and people attempting to deflect from other issues and basically jump on President Trump that, you know, you weren't transparent with regards to your campaign promises and Epstein. And he has to pedal in the direction of telling Pam Bondi, get everything out there that you can.
Yeah, I feel like if there was something out there, some smoking gun on Donald Trump or Bill Clinton, it would have made its way out there already. But I do think there's probably an awful lot of either financial supporters or friends or people that they don't want to expose. And I think a lot of this is just a show by both parties to try and make it look like they want something to come out that they truly have no intentions of ever making this happen. I just wonder, how far does the charade go? Does Donald Trump then say, hey, FBI, Kash Patel, we need you to reinvestigate this thing and find out what we can? And does anything ever really come from that? I don't know. You probably remember the Oakland County Black Book case, where there was thousands of names of people with this prostitution ring, and everybody was terrified. Right.
Yeah.
Everyone was terrified. It never came out. Not to my knowledge. I never saw it.
No, it didn't. But to what end is Epstein's case with us? To what end? Are you going to prosecute someone else? Are you going to, you know, you all of the names that may or may not be on a plane trip to wherever, are those people, you know, I mean, yesterday I saw pictures of Epstein with the Pope, for crying out loud. So to what extent does this, or what end does this bring?
Well, the only thing is, Todd, is that if there were underage girls and people were with underage girls, they should turn over every rock and find out who was involved in that and go after them, because
absolutely, to the extent that they can, but they don't have the defendant. He's dead.
Right. But there may have been other men that were involved with underage girls, and if they can find that evidence, they should try and do it. But
I agree with that.
Right. Yeah. We're out of time. Todd Flood, attorney at Flood Law, really appreciate it. Great stuff.
Thanks for having me, Kevin. Be well.
All right. We'll talk again real soon. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.